It's April. The theme for this month, the transformational theme, is emergence. But it still feels like March, when the theme was balance. I say this because over the last month, I've been pondering how to balance this day. Passover and Easter and Easter, how to balance the Christian and the pagan traditions, and Easter with Aostra and Ostara, and then it falls on April Fool's Day. From our Unitarian and Universalist tradition, we celebrate Easter. But for many of us, that is not without a lot of questions and some trepidation. In a worship collaborative that I'm part of, the question was asked about how to incorporate Easter and Passover in the same Sunday, and there were amazingly strong feelings and opinions about doing this, with some ministers saying, absolutely not, please do not do this, do not mix Easter and Passover. And others of us remained silent, knowing that they were going to give it a try. I was in the latter camp. How can we not talk about Passover? It just started on Friday evening. I had many, many friends celebrating and participating in Passover Seders. It would mean neglecting our traditions and one of our sources not to incorporate that in this day. It was those ministers with Jewish connections and culture that pleaded with us the most not to mix the two on a Sunday, though. One of their main concerns was supersessionism. You may or may not have heard the word before, so I'll give you a loose definition of what that means. It means that Christianity, the thought that Christianity replaces or supersedes the Jewish faith. It's another way that empire wins. So for me, honoring both Easter and Passover on this day is not creating a celebration of it as much as honoring the tradition of my congregants and one of our Unitarian Universalist sources, Jewish and Christian teachings. A true Passover celebration is done in the home with family and friends, whereas Easter is a public celebration in a Sunday service. An April Fool's Day? Yeah. Well, much has been written about Jesus as a holy fool, a truth teller, a storyteller, a bucker of tradition. He told parables that seem like there's maybe a riddle to be solved, but all of a sudden, we become the character in those stories. Is the story maybe about us? Is it about our character? Are we the Good Samaritan or the person in the ditch or the priest passing by? Are we the prodigal child or the welcoming parent? Ojibwe author Richard Wagamese says, all that we are is story. From the moment we are born to the time we continue on our spirit journey, we are involved in the creation of the story of our time here. It is what we arrive with. It is all that we leave behind. We are not the things that we accumulate. We are not the things we deem important. We are story. All of us. What comes to matter then is the creation of the best possible story while we're here. You, me, and us together. When we can do that and we take the time to share those stories with each other, we get bigger inside. We recognize our kinship. We change the world one story at a time. Today, we're going to explore these stories. We won't be able to explore all the stories in depth because we only have an hour. But we're going to explore these stories as part of our personal lives and as part of the collective journey, the larger culture. Both Passover and Easter are in some ways stories of liberation. The escape from Egypt by the Israelites, the Exodus story, is one of liberation. And Jesus was a radical resistor to empire, offering a story again of revolution and freedom. And the Aostra story offers us a connection to the cycles of life that frees us up to live and gives us grounding both for joy and resistance. The flower communion story celebrates both the individual and the collective beauty of the human spirit. It matters less whether these stories are actually true, as much as it matters how they shape our lives, how they affect us, how they help us expand or limit our thinking, how they help us deepen our relationship to self, deepen our relationship with others and the planet. How are we willing to be changed by the stories that will be told here today? And how much are we willing to change the stories to help others with our collective liberation?